We're joined on the line by our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin. Eamon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Eamon, it's a long time since you got up this morning. The 12 hours are gone. Was it worthwhile watching Ireland against Pakistan in the World Cup?
Well, as you say, 12 hours have gone by since then, but it was worthwhile. It was a disappointing performance, obviously. They were always going to be up against it. I mean, Pakistan's a world-renowned cricket nation. But they didn't really let themselves down. Probably didn't get enough runs, Miles, on the board with their bowling. Their bowling is their weak part of their side, and it was exploited against today. Lack of pace, really. Pakistan cruising through. But it's been a brilliant World Cup. I mean, they've won three games. And that would have took you through. If they had been in the other pool, they were unfortunate. They needed four runs to get through in the pool they were in. But it's been a great World Cup for them, and certainly they have done another big, big boost for Irish cricket on the world stage.
Yeah, before we just analyse maybe Ireland against Pakistan, in general, you know, they've done well in the last two World Cups as well, always beaten some big names. But maybe from a consistency point of view, today or this World Cup was maybe their best so far.
Yes, I would agree. They've beaten Pakistan before, and they've beaten England, obviously, in the last two World Cups. But they have the West Indies scalp this time. They have Zimbabwe scalp, who are two test-playing nations. So that's a great boost for them. And obviously, they won against one of the associate countries as well. But it was always going to be difficult, minus in the group they were in. But it's disappointing that they didn't get out of it. I thought they might have got as far as the quarter-final. But they can hold their heads high for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, William Porterfield got off to a great start, 107. That was a great foundation. But I suppose thereafter, the Pakistan bowling was just too strong for the Irish batsmen.
Yeah, William Porterfield, it was a magnificent 107 he got. But the rest of the big guns in their batting didn't come good today. Kevin O'Brien, Niall O'Brien, Gary Wilson, Andrew Balburnie, they all failed today. They sort of gave him the backing that he needed with the runs he got. And that's what let them down. 237 wasn't a big total. I mean, they've got 300 in a couple of occasions this season, or this tournament. But obviously, even 300 today, Miles, I don't think it was going to be enough. Because, I mean, Pakistan really cruised through.
Yeah, they certainly did. And, well, I was just looking at some of the stats there in relation to the Pakistan bowlers. They're achieving 150 kilometres per hour. And I suppose the best of the Irish was Thompson at 135. So maybe that's the point you were trying to make there.
Yeah, that's been the problem all along. And they knew that before they went out. They're fast bowlers and they're playing Irish cricket, but when you get to the world stage, they're classified as medium pace only. And as you see, there's a difference of 15 kilometres between Ireland's best bowler and probably their slowest of their fast bowlers. So it's a big, big difference. That. And Ireland have to work on it. They have a couple of young bowlers coming through. Craig Young from Brady, I thought he was a bit unfortunate, didn't get playing in any of the games. But he's pacey. He's probably a bit faster even than Stuart Thompson. And there's a lad, Peter Chase from Clontarf, a young lad who is out with the squad but hasn't got a game either. But they're bringing those lads along, so all hope's not lost. Those are two quick bowlers and they're coming through and they're very, very young.
Another point that William Porterfield made was the fact that Ireland only had nine games in 4 years against top 10 sides, so I suppose that's a bit of a disadvantage as well.
Well, that's why they're pushing, by as they try to get that. I mean, they're talking about having the next World Cup, which is in England in 4 years' time. They're going to just have the 10 elite teams at the moment, but there's so much going on. They try to make sure that the associate members do get their place on it, and Ireland are the best of the associate countries at the moment. And William Porter is quite right. They need more against test-playing nations, and let's hope that the ICC have a rethink on this one, because you can't just push cricket on and associate members' countries and then leave them out when it comes to the world stage. They've invested a lot of money in Ireland, they've invested in Afghanistan and everybody else, so I certainly wouldn't want them not being playing in the World Cup, which obviously is the big stage of all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eamon, well, they did their best, not good enough for this year, but perhaps they will make that breakthrough quite soon.
Well, as I say, Miles, they didn't let themselves down by any means. They can hold their heads high, and they're improving all the time. The structure is very, very good in Irish cricket now, and we have three North West players in the squad of 15, plus William Porterfield. So, North West doing very well, Miles, so that's a big bonus for us up here too.
Okay, well, we look forward to the new season starting quite soon. Eamon, thanks for joining us this afternoon.